Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
So I'm glad you tuned in the broadcast again this week, and we've been considering end time scriptures. Not in any particular order, not trying to outline the end time events, but giving consideration to three questions that you need to have answered in the affirmative. Are you ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you ready for the end of this world? Are you ready for your judgment? The only way that one can be ready is through salvation in and by the Lord Jesus Christ. And we want to challenge each one that hears our broadcast and beyond to consider these things. Are you ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you ready for the end of this world? Are you ready for your judgment? Another passage that refers to this is found in Titus chapter 2. And Brother Titus, he had been called to some really hard duty there in the island of Crete. The Apostle Paul had directed him and appointed him to work in the ministry there on this island to set up to ordain pastors of the congregations that are there, churches that are there, and to be a witness and a minister and a missionary to that region. They're a hard lot there in Crete. They've got some things that are said about them and that are found to be true. And our brother is called to this field and to be a witness of the right, good word of God unto them. We see here in chapter 2 that the Apostle Paul exhorts Titus, that he might be a minister of these good things, and this about the return of the Lord. In Titus chapter 2, verse number 11, he has talked to Titus and written Titus about obedience to the Lord, okay, and how it should be that the children of God should be obedient to the Lord and have a good conversation amongst men. Again, our conversation is not just what we say, but it actually starts with what we think. Our conversation is about what we think, what we say, and what we do. And that Bible word conversation, that's what that means. He says here in verse number 11 of chapter 2 in Titus, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men." This favor of the Lord and the salvation of sinners, folks have either experienced it by being saved themselves, or they have witnessed the change of their friend or their loved one or their neighbor or acquaintance by that one being saved. And so this favor of God, it's been revealed in one way and has appeared in one way or another to all men, teaching us, verse 12, that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, worldly desires, the worldly way, the way of the world, the broad way, that we should live, the children of God should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. And so he reminds the brother to remind those of Crete that that's what we are called unto. We've been saved from our sins by the Lord Jesus Christ, and that we shouldn't walk in those sins anymore. And so there are those that say that they are saved, and of course anyone that is saved can be backslidden. But then there are those that through a willful way and attitude and the searing of the conscience, pursue on the things that they were saved from. And this is displeasing to our Lord. The grace of God does not teach us to presume upon the grace and forgiveness of our Lord, but it teaches us that we should be deniers of these things that we have been saved from, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, not just speaking against it, but not going the way of it. It should be put out of our lives, that we should live soberly, that in regards to drug and drink, also that with understanding how things really are. And I think that's mainly the point that he's making here, is that we need to have good understanding as the children of God from the Word of God, where this whole thing is going, and what our responsibility is presently, what we are to be looking toward in the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, and knowing that the world to come is that eternal world wherein we look forward to and have great hope. A no-so hope, not a hope it happens kind of hope, but a no-so hope that our Lord is coming for us and we will live eternally with him because of his promises. We should live soberly with understanding. We should live righteously, and that's an obedience to God and not the way of sin. And godly, we should be like our Lord in this present world. Verse 13. Here's what our aim is. Here's what our hope is. Here's where our looking toward is. Looking for that blessed hope. And again, hope in the scripture is not a lottery kind of hope that I hope it'll work out this way, or I'll hope it'll work out that good way, like many consider and think about luck. There is no such thing as luck. Many people look at hope that way. Maybe it'll happen. No, looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And so the Lord Jesus Christ is going to come back, and we as the children of God have great hope in looking forward and looking to the return of our Lord. And it's going to be indeed a glorious appearing of our great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And so Jesus is the manifestation of God in a body. That's the way that the Lord has ordained it and designed it to be. And so we look as the saints, we look for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, the rapture, as we took a look in Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, about the return of our Lord. We look forward to the return of our Lord, and our Lord hadn't come back yet. He's come the first time as Savior and gave his life on the cross of Calvary for our sins. And then he's coming back to rapture his children out of this present evil world, looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. And it says here, a reminder, who gave himself for us. Let us never lose sight of that Jesus gave himself for us. Who gave himself for us. Why? That he might redeem us from all iniquity. He's bought us back. That's what that word redemption is talking about. It's talking about, a term of transaction. In a stretch, it's a term of accounting. It's an accounting term. To redeem, to buy back. He's redeemed us, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people. And so the action of the Lord here is he will complete our salvation. Okay, and understand how I mean that, and how that is, the sinner that is saved by the Lord Jesus Christ is saved eternally. Saved eternally. You're saved forevermore. Everlasting life can only mean everlasting life when it's given. And if the Lord saves, he's given everlasting life. And as it tells us in Romans, there's none, even ourselves, that can pluck us out of his hand. He will complete our salvation in that he has saved presently our soul, We are a new creature in Christ within, but this old flesh and this old mind is not yet saved. And so the Lord will complete that and fulfill that when he comes for his people in the air. He says, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity. And so he will save us, if you will, from this old wretched body, give us a new body like his, and we will not have any struggle or wrestle with sin anymore. It'll be done. Who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. And so indeed, that's what we're called unto. We have the works, the commands that our Lord has given us to obey him in. We are to be a peculiar people, a salty people. Okay, we are to be a salty people in this world. We are the salt of the world, our Lord says. We are a light in this world, we who are saved. And we look forward to the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We look forward to that. John speaks to us in his epistle, in the first epistle of John, that those that have that hope of Jesus Christ coming and have expectation and looking toward him coming will purify themselves. And so we need to be a peculiar. We are a peculiar people. He will redeem us at his return and complete our salvation. We'll be saved in every way, body, soul, and spirit. And we are a people to be zealous of good works, doing well, doing good, being obedient unto our Lord. And then he tells our brother, these things speak, preach them, teach them, and exhort. Okay, he said, tell it loud and challenge the people that they know and understand and believe and hold to these things, and rebuke. Oh, wow, that's something that in our day that nobody wants the pastor to be doing, is to rebuke. But if we rebuke by what the Word of God says, it's to be received because it is the Lord's good word. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. And so don't be dissuaded, Titus, by what men would say, or the snarls of men, or the disappointment or disagreement by men. You stick to the good word of God. So again, Titus is admonished by the apostle Paul, and Titus went on to preach there at Crete. And the word of God is at hand in this book that we are to be looking for that blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our Lord and Savior, of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Are you ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you ready for the end of this world? Are you ready for your judgment? Repent of your sins and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ unto the salvation of your soul, and you too can have this hope of being with our Lord forevermore. I see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.